I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. It is trailer reaction day, and I'm going to try a bit of a experiment. I mean, I know I've done this before. It was weird, and I probably shouldn't do it, but I'm doing it anyway. So I'm going to watch it as if it's live. like this. If you're listening to this on Monday, I know it's been a full 24 hours and you've had all your reactions, but I have not seen it yet as I'm recording this. So let's dive in to the Doctor Who 2023 titles revealed! !60th anniversary specials trailer. It's on the official Doctor Who YouTube channel. I think this, I gather this aired during the Eurovision, which I did not watch for personal reasons. You know what's weird is like every year, like when I was watching Eurovision and enjoying it, they would put the news up. And it'd be like, so-and-so wins Eurovision. And this is the first year I've seen two different headlines saying, winner of Eurovision revealed. And I'm like, well, just tell me. I don't care. I'm not invested. I just want to know. But I'm not clicking on your article to find out. I still am blissfully unaware of who won Eurovision. But I am now going to be very aware of what goes on in the Doctor Who trailer. So I'm about to press play. All I can see on my giant full screen on the YouTube is what looks like a nightclub called Cyberdog. Does canine work there? I don't know. There's like two big kind of robot people. There's a huge crowd scene. Like, this is an expensive shoot. Like, I mean, because I've been watching classic series Doctor Who this last couple of weeks, it's like crowd scenes are like three people, man. If that. All right, I'm ready to press play. Here we go. Why did this face come back? Oh, it's exciting. Just say goodbye. Oh, there's a rocket in the sky. I don't think that's a plane. Oh, there's Yasmin Finney. Special one, the Star Beast. Oh, redacted. What's my special two, Wild Blue Yonder. That's exciting. And there's Neil Patrick Harris dancing, laughing at the human race. And there was like a ventriloquist doll. And then the giggle. Donna just poked the meep in the eye and screamed, what the hell? Oh, I thought there was going to be more, but half of the running time of this is David Tennant very slowly telling us to click below to like and subscribe. That's it. That's my live reaction. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Did we all enjoy that? Let's go back and watch it again slowly. Why did this face come back? Well, we're all wondering that. I mean, the reality is, apparently, from people in the know, is that David Tennant thought, I should do it now before I'm too old to do it, which I get. Like, you know, it's like not like you want to come back in your 60s and be running around Cardiff like a chicken with your head off. given that that's what his doctor does. So first one is the Star Beast. I'm so excited that they're doing the Star Beast. And then to say goodbye, then we see Donna. There is some sort of spaceship falling out of the sky, which, you know, if you've read the comic, we know what's going on with that kind of business. But yeah, so the doctor's talking to Rose, the character played by Yasmin Finney. So they've obviously developed a relationship really early on, which makes me wonder if Rose is somehow involved with Donna's family, because like she seemed to be in the other trailer, they seem to all be hanging out. And then there's a Roth Warriors with their big glowing eyes. I wonder if we'll get the scene where the doctor tries to turn on the eye like a light bulb. That was my favorite in the comic. It was Tom Baker. He's very funny. The Starbeast. And also, it's the background of the titles is the same background from when Russell T. Davis was running the show. Is he just going to reset the whole thing, like getting Murray Gold back and just go, he's just going to go, yeah, I'm just going to make out like I never left. You know, stuff is. I don't care what happened after I went. I'm going back to the old titles. I mean, I know the logo is different, obviously, because it's now gone back to the late Pertwee, early Tom Baker era logo. But the time tunnel-y business behind where it says the Star Beast, it's almost the same kind of big 3D text with the same weird opening titles. Donna's saying, where are we? There's a great big gash in the wall behind her. And then we've got redacted. What is redacted? The doctor saying, I'm sorry, Donna. I wonder if the redacted thing is part of, is it something that's been removed so it's not a spoiler, or is it kind of part of the ongoing, you know, it's one of the storyline things. I don't know. Or is it kind of trying to tell us to go back and finish listening to that redacted radio play that I abandoned when I became unwell with the COVID, which I still have not got around to. I'll have to finish that. Special 2 is Wild Blue Yonder. Again, the same titles, but the bluey-purpley ones, and then David Tennant looking pensive. And the dancing Neil Patrick Harris in the top hat with the eye makeup on and the lipstick. And then is that... They look like a chicken riding a motorbike. What is going on there? Oh, no, it's someone with a mohawk. I don't know why I thought it was a chicken. I mean, I would love it if it was a chicken riding a motorbike. It's like it's a police motorcycle by the look of it, but the person riding it has like a, like a mohawky thing. Driving you mad. So now this is interesting. The doctor is in like a big kind of area and there is a ventriloquist doll up on the screen. So this is when in Big Finish, when they did the Toymaker, I'm going to resist using the C word that's used to describe him because that is racist. but when the Toymaker was in Big Finish, his spirit got trapped in a ventriloquist doll. There's some, like, seriously, some of the best Big Finish stories are the Toymaker in the ventriloquist doll. They're very funny. They're kind of disquieting and weird. So maybe we'll have to go and listen to those for our Big Finish specials once we've done the 60th anniversary Once and Future, which is going to be on this week. Probably tomorrow. Is that when I do them? I think I do them Tuesdays or tomorrow. Like I say tomorrow, like for people who aren't on Patreon, for people on Patreon, they get like the whole week today. and so tomorrow is Monday, which is when they get the theoretician episode. It's very confusing if you're on Patreon. Anyway, Tuesdays is usually when the Big Finish ones go up. I'm very confused. I'm confusing myself at this point. Anyway, so yeah, ventriloquist doll faces all on the screen, which kind of implies like if, you know, because Russell T. Davis is tying in the continuity from the comic book, given that the Star Beast is being done, but also the comic is bridging what the comic that's going on at the moment in Doctor Who magazine is bridging between the final Jodie Whittaker episode and then this first, second era of David Tennant. But yeah, also like that will be this week's comic book episode will be going to last month's and this month's episodes of that comic. If you're on the theoretician level at patreon.com/AdamRichard. So we're delving deep into that. Anyway, the doctor says, I'm laughing at the human race. Or the monster that's laughing at the human race. Special 3 is called The Giggle. Maybe the ventriloquist doll is unrelated to the toy maker. Maybe they're just toying with me. Anyway, there's some laughing. And then Donna pokes the meep in the eye. And it's like, it's basically a callback to E.T. You know, when E.T. was hiding among the stuffed toys, the meep is hiding among the stuffed toys. And goes, wah! Donna screams, what the hell? And that's the end of the trailer. Oh, so exciting. I'm very much looking forward to it. All right. Well, we will continue Remembrance of the Daleks, which is we're only up to part 3 of in the next episode. Let me know how you feel about the new trailer. You can get me on the many socials or at patreon.com/AdamRichard.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.